Live from the No Panic Zone, I'm Steve Gruber. I am America's voice. Good to have you here. It's Thanksgiving week, you know. Love it. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number one, U.S. intelligence agencies are pushing back now on the idea that the Chinese have set up police stations of their own in the United States. Can you imagine? Number two, the support for gun control is falling. And that means another progressive dream is fading, at least for now. But it could change after another mass shooting overnight. And number three, it is remarkable that Anthony Fauci and Team Apocalypse are saddled up again and riding back up COVID Mountain now that the midterm elections are over. It is really remarkable. That's right. They're ready to plant their flag of government control of you and your health right in your front yard just in time for Thanksgiving. The good news is that Aunt Karen, well, she may not make it for dinner this year if you refuse your fifth or sixth booster before the holidays, and that's something to be thankful for now, isn't it? But what I'm trying to understand is why they are working so hard to push COVID booster injections and faux vaccines when they have been such a complete failure. I mean, do you think even Aunt Karen knows the Chinese refuse to give the mRNA injections to any of its more than 1 billion citizens? Do you think there might be a reason they're not interested in Pfizer or Moderna when it comes to keeping its people safe and alive? I mean, China happily steals technology from every country in the world without concern. But they want nothing to do with the pet project of Anthony Fauci and Bill Gates and the rest. Why do you think that is? And look, it's pretty clear. The declaration of emergency is what they want. And lockdown for any reason crowd, that's what they want. And they are itching to find some reason to do it all over again. I mean, they're hoping to declare a climate crisis, but unfortunately had to call it in and call it off because the New York National Guard had to come dig out from a historic early November snowstorm that came with temperatures in the teens from Madison to Massachusetts instead. So suddenly, they're back on the path to COVIDtopia, a place where the left can issue any ridiculous demand it wants while screaming, "It's all about the science," at the top of their collective lungs, even though the vast majority of America and the rest of the world stopped listening a long time ago. At least this time around, the FDA won't be issuing factually challenged tweets on a regular basis that were clearly more rooted in propaganda and, well, politics than science, and are now the focus of investigations that will be launched by the incoming GOP House majority that believe the agency convinced millions of us, millions of people, of factually untrue declarations. One of the most egregious violations of trust from the FDA came with a tweet, "You are not a horse." Remember that one? Aimed to convince you that ivermectin was a drug for horses and cows, when in fact, the inventors won the Nobel Prize in Medicine for the discovery in 2015. The discovery came back in the late 80s and early 90s. It's been used safely for decades, longer than that, in fact. It's been used by millions of people daily for decades. The antiparasite is, in fact, exactly what I took. I took ivermectin when I was deathly ill with COVID just after Christmas of last year. And within 8 hours, was almost symptom-free. Yes, after taking the FDA-mocked, attacked, and ridiculed treatment, I was healthy as a horse. Maybe that's what they actually meant to say. But I digress. Because none of that matters now, because there is a new concerted effort to convince you that anything less than fully vaccinated with two jabs and at least a couple more boosters, you might as well make your funeral arrangements, according to them. And don't you dare ask about young men dying from myocarditis or anything else, or why, because it could not possibly come from an untested injection that is not a traditional vaccine in any fashion. It's just not possible that some untested injection could injure or kill people. The government wouldn't let that happen. I mean, it's not like thalidomide that was mass marketed to help women sleep and control morning sickness caused more than 10,000, and maybe double that, 10,000 children to be born without arms and legs in the 1950s and 60s and caused hundreds of thousands of more to die from miscarriages. Oh, wait, that's exactly what happened. A government-endorsed drug did tremendous damage. 10 to 20,000 kids born with grotesque birth defects. and yet the drug was pushed globally into 46 countries. See, the actual numbers could be far higher and far more disastrous. And the pharmaceutical company behind the drug pushed it all the way into the 1980s in countries like Spain. Did you know that thalidomide was used in the early 1980s in countries like Spain, even though its devastating impacts were well documented by 1962? So excuse me if I don't blindly buy into any of this hype anymore, or the constant refrain of, you'll be safer if you take this mRNA injection, that we know little about. In many ways, we don't know its long-term effects. Effects on young men. My answer is no. Hell no. No matter how hard they push, I'm out. I'm guessing many of you are too. But you see, the Democrats, they need a crisis. And they need victims. And that's why we're all of a sudden seeing this big push for more COVID injections and mask mandates all over again. Let's hear bite one, all right? Bite number one. Go.
But it's going to take all of us to make that happen. So please, don't wait. Get your COVID shot. Get your flu shot. That's why God gave you two arms. You can one in each arm if you want. Go to vaccines.gov and let's do everything we all can to protect the American people. Thank you.
Of course, if you had thalidomide in the system of your mother, maybe you didn't have two arms or two legs, because that experimental injection was so safe. Oh, and the White House press secretary, she refused to allow Anthony Fauci to answer any questions on the origins of COVID at all and flat out blocked them. You have to see this to appreciate it. It's long. Two different reporters trying to get answers. It's bite number two. Bite number two. Go.
It's Dr. Fauci, only 13% of...
Hold on one second.
We have a process here. I'm not calling out on people who yell. And you're being disrespectful to your colleagues, and you're being disrespectful to our guests. I will not call on you if you yell. And also, you're taking time off the clock because Dr. Fauci has to leave in a couple of minutes. I'm done. I'm not getting into a back and forth with you. Go ahead, Jeremy.
Dr. Fauci, but
she's
only
she's
not being disrespectful.
You ask your question. You should allow her to ask
some questions. Jeremy, it is not your turn.
You can't read a press briefing. You need to call from people across the room. She has a valid question. She's asking about the origin of COVID.
I hear the question.
Dr. Fauci is the best person to answer.
I hear your question, but we're not doing this the way you want it. This is a disrespectful. It is. I'm done. Simon, I'm done. I'm done with you right now. Go ahead. You're taking time away from your colleagues. Go ahead.
Only 13% of it.
I refuse to answer any questions at all ever about anything important. You're done. You're out of line. You're out of order. You're disrespectful to your colleagues and so on and so forth. We've seen this act before. The takeaway from that act is simply this. I don't want to answer that question. Anthony Fauci doesn't want to answer that question. The other doctor here, doesn't, whatever his name is, I don't even care anymore. They're all a bunch of COVID-topia. That's what they want, COVID-topia. Quick break on the Steve Gruber Show. I'll be right back.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
We represent the bakers, auto repair shops, manufacturers, small business owners. Our job is to help businesses succeed by giving them a voice against restrictive regulations and overreaching government. Our commitment is to create and promote good public policy that will restore a strong, healthy economy. Our focus is being your champion for free enterprise. We are the Michigan Chamber, and we stand ready to fight for Michigan.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
The perfect flannel does exist. Let me introduce you to one of my all-time favorite brands, Muskox. Muskox, a Michigan company, makes the highest quality men's flannel. Heavyweight and built to last a lifetime, these flannels are 100% cotton. So soft, you have to give them a try. Perfect for everyday wear, working on a job site or just getting outdoors. They're an ideal holiday gift. Muskox also donates $10 for every flannel purchase to Alaskan wildlife. Go to GoMuskox.com. That's GoMuskox.com. You see it in the headlines every day. The price of everything is going up, and nothing's going up faster than the cost of energy. What if your heating and cooling bill doubled or tripled? What would that mean to you and your family? For most people, it would be devastating. It's time you learned about WellConnect.
With Well Connect, you might be able to cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. And if you already have a well in the yard, you already have the key piece of equipment for a 100% renewable energy source. That's right, your well can be the heart of a Well Connect hybrid geothermal system. Well Connect is a Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year alone, Well Connect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Why gamble on the price of energy? Get connected to Well Connect. Right now, you can still qualify for a 26% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113. Next.